Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What an absolute mess. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt just had multiple of her lies blown up in one swoop by the President of the United States. Donald Trump decided to give an all-access interview to the Wall Street Journal about his declining health. And during this, he was rather candid about what's going on, which in turn blew up the BS narratives that Karoline Leavitt has been peddling lately. Honestly, let's waste no time and jump in with the first narrative because there are multiple that are blown up in one swoop. Make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to boost the truth in a time when the lies seem to prevail on the internet. We bring the truth on this channel. All right, let's start off with Donald Trump's handshaking. A few months ago, Karoline Leavitt was asked in the White House briefing room why one of Donald Trump's hands needs makeup constantly. What is the necessity for makeup? Why is his hand so bruised and black and swollen at all times? This is what Karoline Leavitt said.
Scott, thank you. The president's been spotted out and about a number of times with bandages on his hands. Could you please explain what that is about? Secondly, he noted on Truth Social the other day that he had aced 3 cognitive tests. Could you please clarify when those tests took place?
I can do that at a later date. I don't, obviously don't have that in front of me. The president has spoken about that quite extensively throughout the years. As for the bandages on the hand, we've also given you an explanation for that in the past. The president is literally constantly shaking hands. The Oval Office is like Grand Central Terminal. He is meeting with more people than any of you even know about on a daily basis. He's also on a daily aspirin regimen, which is something his physical examinations has said in the past as well, which can contribute to that bruising that you see.
Okay, there is a lot there. First of all, Donald Trump isn't even following his daily aspirin regimen. He's taking doses outside of what the doctor prescribed him. Secondly, if it's caused by shaking hands, how is it now on both hands? Days after the bruising appeared to spread to Trump's left hand, which he does not use to greet people, the president on Thursday gave a revelatory interview about his health to the Wall Street Journal. Trump offered a different reason for the bruising on his skin. He is now saying that thinning skin and overuse of aspirin are why his hands are both basically corroding. What's the word? Like his flesh is falling off on his hands. It is some nasty, nasty stuff. But it happens. It happens to people, but at least be honest about it. I have grandparents, great-grandparents, family members who have health issues, but it's not some constant game to hide it, cover it up, claim you took one sort of scan when you actually took another. We'll get there. They're actually lying about the scans that Donald Trump took. It is all just a mess. He told the Journal he takes 325 milligrams of aspirin a day, 4 times the low-dose commonly recommended in daily therapy per the Mayo Clinic. The higher than recommended aspirin use, I'm sure, contributes to it. But how come for months we were just told that it was shaking hands, purely shaking hands? The lack of transparency coming from this administration on multiple fronts needs to be in the history books, whether it's the Epstein files. No transparency there until the law forced them to release it. Whether it's economic data, we have less than enough transparency there as the administration is covering up economic data. We also have Trump's health. We also have strikes on foreign boats, foreign countries. Less transparency than the Bush administration in this case. Let's watch Karoline Leavitt herself stumbling her way through more lies. And then we'll cover exactly what she's covering up. Take a listen.
He would release the results of his MRI. Is that happening right now?
It is happening right now.
As part of, and this is a summary from the president's physician, and we will release it right now. I think my team has it teed up for all of you. I'll read it for you, and then you'll get it physically as well. As part of President Trump's comprehensive executive physical, advanced imaging was performed because men in his age group benefit from a thorough evaluation of cardiovascular and abdominal health. The purpose of this imaging is preventative, to identify any issues early, confirm overall health, and ensure the president maintains long-term vitality and function.
Okay, sorry, I'm just going to pause it here for 1 second. There's more, but I want to pause it because it's important to point out she's already straight up lying. We now have articles that say, Trump says he underwent CT scan, not MRI, during October examination. Now, she continues to lie throughout this clip, and I know some people might be asking, what's the big deal about the president lying about a CT scan, lying about an MRI, lying about his hands, lying about the dosage of pills that he takes on a daily basis? It's because the health of the president matters. As we learned during the last year of Biden's term, when 90% of the coverage online was about his health and his administration, quote unquote, covering up his health, that was what all of the coverage was about. Now we live in a reality where Trump and his administration are covering up 10 times more, not just about health, but again, about the economy, about Epstein, about strikes, and it's silence from the media. There's not a peep from the media other than these videos that we make right here. But Trump says he underwent CT scan during this interview, not an MRI. Let's continue with Levitt.
...of cardiovascular and abdominal health. The purpose of this imaging is preventative, to identify any issues early, confirm overall health, and ensure the president maintains long-term vitality and function. President Trump's cardiovascular imaging was perfectly normal. No evidence of arterial narrowing impairing blood flow or abnormalities in the heart or major vessels. The heart chambers are normal in size, the vessel walls appear smooth and healthy, and there are no signs of inflammation or clotting. Overall, his cardiovascular system shows excellent health. His abdominal imaging is also perfectly normal. All major organs appear very healthy and well perfused. Everything evaluated is functioning within normal limits.
Sorry, I just got like transported to North Korea for a second there. I forget how Caroline Levitt only speaks in praise towards Donald Trump, his flawless physical health, his flawless cognitive ability. Sorry, I just got transported to effing North Korea for 1 second. But to continue, Caroline Levitt first repeatedly answered questions without naming the type of tests that Trump used and leaning on scripted assurances about his condition. On October 23rd, she declined to specify what test he received. On November 4th, pressed on why Trump had a week earlier described it as an MRI, she said she would check back while insisting he was in optimal physical health. When asked again on November 12th, Levitt leaned on the language of the doctor's memo, just saying advanced imaging without being very specific. And then she said again, he was in an exceptional condition. What is he, like a horse? Levitt's position remained the same until December 1st, when Trump's physician, Navy Captain Sean Barbadella, released a memo describing cardiovascular imaging. Levitt told reporters the screaming was normal and positioned the disclosure as transparency. Even then, the White House referred to it as advanced imaging. Well, it turns out it wasn't an MRI, and he didn't clarify what this was until today in this interview that released. It's also worth pointing out, as Caroline Levitt continues to praise Trump's perfect cardiovascular condition, even Trump says, quote, "They say aspirin is good for thinning out the blood. I don't want thick blood running through my heart," he says. "I want nice thin blood pouring through my heart." Does that make sense? The article goes on to describe Donald Trump, who repeatedly falls asleep on camera, who struggles to hear during meetings now. Apparently, people have to speak up. It says Trump then denies he has he struggles to hear. He also denied falling asleep at recent White House events and says he has always gotten by on little sleep. Which might be true, but where are you placing that sleep now? Because it seems like you're falling asleep more often than not when you were on camera in these meetings. So people on Twitter immediately found this clip from earlier in December and said, people in the replies are dogging Trump and Caroline Levitt. Someone says, there is no standard medical test called a preventative MRI. MRI is a diagnostic imaging tool and an evidence-based machine. It's hard to answer as specific clinical question. Someone says, there are no preventative MRIs. Been in health field for 30 plus years, and I've never heard of this. There is always a diagnosis that goes into the indication. Never routine nor preventative when it comes to MRIs. MRIs are diagnostic for something that has already happened, clarifies people in the comments. There is no such thing as a preventative MRI. It seems like Trump did not get an MRI whatsoever, and now there are articles reporting how Trump underwent a CT scan. So they are changing the story about our president's health. This will be noted. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.